be a Hebrew Israelite, and by the way, all of us are serving the God of the Hebrews. And I'm here to say that if you bless an Israelite, Yah will bless you. So don't forget us, because we've got to eat too. I got 18 grandchildren, and I don't want them to think that they don't have no hope for tomorrow. Just like you all grandchildren have hope and willing to work hard, we want our children and our grandchildren to have hope. I don't want them to think that I'm sending them to school for nothing. I don't want them to think that. And so I'm saying that not to say, oh, here's a pity party. I'm not about pity party. I'm not about pity party. I'm here to speak reality. That's a feeling that if you don't understand it, I believe the Most High will make you understand it. I'm just here to tell you the truth. And I'm telling you because I love you, because I don't hate nobody. I don't hate nobody. But we do have to do better. We're going to have to do better. We're going to have to put some training programs in there to help jumpstart our tomorrow. Because if you don't invest in those folks, young folks today, we'll have no leadership tomorrow. And that's the truth of the matter. I appreciate you and I love you.
Thank you very much. I have two last people, Don and Harry Nutter.
Yes.
Thank you.
Excuse me, young man. Go ahead.
Sure.
Good morning. I'm Donald Deonisotis. 40 years ago, I was 42. I'm still trying to learn, and I'm trying the best I can. Oh, I get a laugh out of this guy. And I'm still trying to learn. I desperately want to know about public finance. And we're into it here, and up to our armpits. And I get confused, and I've even asked for some guidance to give me some help with that. And so that leads me to say that I read in the Tribune last week an article which said this: we are giving a no-bid $70 million contract for overseeing the construction and reconstruction of the system. The words no-bid scare me, and I'm sure they don't scare you guys, but it scares me. And plus, the chief engineer, Paul Kovacs, I don't know if he's here or not.
Raise your hand, Paul.
You were kind enough to tell us that the company which got the contract, HNTB, which has done good work for us in the past, us being, I'm part of this too, good us a word for us in the past, is the right fit. Doesn't seem like much of a qualification, a right fit. Now, I've got a two-year-old granddaughter who is the right fit in many parts of my life. No offense. But those words popped out of this, no fit. And they are going to oversee $12 billion worth of work, which is going to take a very long time and a great deal of money. So I just wanted to bring that up. I want to bring out that question, make sure everybody hears what I say, and I don't know if they read that article last week. And there was an article today in the Tribune which says that the Congress is trying to negotiate a bill for a multi-billion dollar transportation bill. Now, it would be nice if we can get some of that multi-billion and put it in our program. I don't think we could legally do that. But these two things, last week and this week, come to my mind. I've heard a lot of good things here today, and I don't want to spoil it, but I did want to tell you what was on my mind. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. We actually spent a lot of time trying to help everybody understand what was described possibly inaccurately as a no-bid contract. So I know Paul and Wendy Abrams would be happy to talk to you after the meeting and let you know. I think that's, I don't mean inaccurately, I think that's a term that people have sort of ascribed to something that's much more complicated than that.
It grabs you.
Yeah, it does grab you. That's what papers
That was the point, I think.
Thank you.
Hello, this is, I'm Carrie Nutter. I'm owner of Program Management Control Services. I'm a very small WBEDB firm that was actually given my start by HNCB on the CRP in 05. Since then, I have had the opportunity to be part of some very, very good primes and some very good agencies in this area. My definition of success is working on important programs that make a difference to a region, working with very good agencies, and being very selective in the primes that I work with. Because I like actually doing some of the work, and so my time to manage the work has to be kept to a minimum. And if I pick good primes and I pick good agencies, I'm allowed to actually work and be productive, and that makes me feel good. So I want to say first off that the engineering department at Tohoe is among the best.
Raise your hand again, Paul.
Paul and the group he manages are phenomenal. I have worked with almost every other agency in this area, and these guys are professional and they're committed. And they absolutely want to do the best for the Tohoe. My second item for success is good programs. And Move Illinois has the opportunity to make a huge difference to the entire region. And that's why I want to be here. That's what drives me to stand up here, even though I'm nervous, and to talk to you guys. The third thing is finding primes that respect subs. Small subs, big subs, women subs, black subs, Hispanic subs, all of us. They pick us for our professional abilities. And that's all we can ask for, is to be able to be selected on your qualifications and be allowed to do good work. HNTB gave me my start, but I work with AECOM. I work with many of very good primes around here, but I'm very selective. And this program, this agency, this engineering department, and my prime really allows us to do good work. I know I'm last, so I'm going to be quick. I want to address one thing, though, that was brought up right before me. There's a difference between bidded work and qualification-based selection. As consultants in this area, we are selected by our qualifications, by our credentials, by our experiences, not because we're low bid. So we are not selected on bidded work. So it was a little bit misleading in the Tribune. And I can't speak on behalf of the Tohoe, but that's just my little 2 cents worth on that topic. So thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Paul, for running a very good organization. Thank you, Christy and Paula, for letting him do that. And thank you for the opportunity to talk.
Thank you very much. So I want to thank everybody who's taken the time this morning and the patience to stay and to speak to us and to observe the others with such grace and politeness. And anybody who wants to stay is obviously welcome to stay. We're open to talk to anybody at any time as board members and staff about any concerns you have about the Tohoe, and eager to try to make sure that what we do is appropriate and consistent with all of the laws, executive orders, and goodwill that we should have in terms of diversity and really creating an environment in which everybody can benefit from the work we do. So with that said, you're welcome to come and go. And we're going to move with the leave of the board to the consent agenda first to make sure we have enough votes to work on all of this before we then see how much time we have to go back to the other things on the agenda. And for those who are not familiar with our work, I just want to make sure, and I say this and bore everybody at the meetings, but we move through the consent agenda very quickly. These have all been vetted by staff, by the executive director, her chief of staff, and in the committee. So if it looks as if we're tearing through this and making snap decisions, that's not the case. There's been a lot of work and analysis that goes into it. There are still questions about some of these items, and we're always open to questions from the board on these. So with the, may I get the leave of the board to move the consent, to move to the consent agenda, please? Okay. So let's start with finance. I believe we can do numbers 1, two. Oh, I'm sorry. Finance has only one. So may I hear a motion on the first item on the front? Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? On information systems, I believe we only have one item. Is there any need to comment on this? Okay. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? On procurement, we have, four items. Any need to comment on any of these?
You could take number three separate.
Okay, I would be happy to do that. Let's take one, two, and four then. may I hear a motion?
Motion approved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Item number three, may I hear a motion?
So moved.
Is there any comment on this? Director Gonzalez?
Yeah, I just want to comment that the Finance Chair Committee, meeting, we did hear about, we went over this, and it was 15 law firms that were being selected to be the hearing officers, and my concern was that out of the 15 law firms, not one of them was an African-American firm or a Hispanic firm. And just as we're making progress, as we heard today with our contractors and our engineering firms, we have to also keep going with our other professional services such as financial advisors and accounting and law firms, and for that reason I just asked the board to really take an observation that out of these 15, not one of them was selected a firm was an African-American firm or a Latino firm. That's my only comment.
Is it something we want to have revisited before we advance it?
Well, I think that...
And it seems like 15 and we can't come up with one.
Well, I think that when you look at the number of bidders, we did do significant outreach. These are the groups that bid. I guess we have to...
Did we not get bidders? Was that the issue?
I mean, with the only... As I understand, the only one that was not selected of those that submitted a proposal was because their proposal wasn't complete. They hadn't included, I think, a Board of Election certificate. Is that correct, John?
That is correct. But, you know, something to note, we did send the solicitation out to the whole BEP directory, of which there were two African-American individuals that were selected. They're just not a registered BEP entity. So there were two African-Americans selected.
What is the...
So two,
what
of the 15, is the, two of the 15, correct.
What is the time frame that we need to make the selection today?
I believe the correct contract...
the hearing officers, I think, are...
Yeah.
There is some urgency, yes.
There is an urgency. Let me... We are right now working under an emergency extension for the current pool of hearing officers, so it is critical to get this new pool on board as soon as possible.
When does that emergency expire?
It expires in at the end of August.
So may I just ask for clarification? You say of the two firms that did receive...
Of the 15
are African-American, but they aren't...
They're not a registered BEP agency with the state.
They're individuals.
Correct. Okay. They're individuals.
And the rest, there was outreach to all known.
Correct. We did a lot of outreach to the whole directory. We posted the solicitation for over 3 weeks on the Illinois Bar Association's website. So we did do a lot of outreach. And over 50% of the pool are women individuals.
So, Director Gonzalez, you had some direction here on this. I mean, obviously, we're going to work very hard next time to make sure that we have a more representative pool. But
so, like I said, we need to continue with what we're doing with the engineering and our contracting, and really look if we have to outreach at different locations. I just feel that there is so many African-American law firms out there and Hispanic law firms, even more than engineering firms. So I just find it shocking that not one of them applied for it, when I just feel that out of this profession, there's more than the engineering. And I just want to continue being vocal about this, that we have to continue not only in engineering, but also with financial advisors as well. That's another issue that we're going to be talking about, and I see that coming up also later. But my vote today will be no on this if it needs to be done today. If it could be postponed, then I'd ask the board to table it.
Well, it sounds like we need to move it today.
Yes.
Yeah, but let me do something that we've done in the past, which is let's ask the staff to go back and contact some of the firms that we had originally asked to apply and find out why they didn't apply. Is it something we did? Is the system too complicated? Let's do a little debriefing on this so we don't make the same mistake the next time.
Or can we expand the pool from 15? We expanded, and then the expansion the next.
We would have to do another solicitation to expand it. That was one of our concerns going into this. We didn't get a lot of interest in this procurement the last time we did it. So we did some outreach, and Gustavo and I are committed and are working hand in hand together to make sure that we give all of our solicitations out to all interested parties to increase our diversity and participation in all of our contracts.
So we can expand the pool?
We would, yes, but we'd have to do a new solicitation.
Okay.
We could do additional outreach or another.
And the reality is, you know, I think that it is real money, of course, at the end of the day, but this is over, this $400,000 is to, or $399,000 is to a pool of 15 individuals over a four-year term. So maybe, again, we'll have to do some of the outreach that Paula suggested, but maybe as an individual, they're not making that much over the period, and maybe that's probably why there's not as much interest as we'd like, but it's always a challenge. We're always worried when we put this on the street that we're not going to get a large response.
So you think the pool may be too big?
No, we would like more individuals.
So I think he's saying the more...
Is the work that you need 15, and maybe you would like more, making their contracts a lot bigger, and maybe there'd be more interest in minority firms participating?
There's probably truth to that. The other problem that we run into is the scheduling. We have hearings here at our CA building once to twice a month, but you know, I think that's over 800 and something hearings that they discuss monthly. And when one hearing officer can't make it, they just go down the list in a rotational basis and see who's available for those given time slots. So it is challenging.
And do you see it also as when I see all the vendors are hardly none of them are from the South suburb where I'm from? Do you think that because of the drive time that they have to come up here would be a deterrent?
It possibly can be.
Is there a possibility that we could do hearings down in the South suburbs?
I don't know if there's anything in the Toll Highway Act that states that we have.
Let's look at that question, let's ask the staff to report back to us on this. You know, at some point in the not distant future, so we can get it while it's still fresh in our minds, get this,
absolutely,
try to get some answers on it. I asked for a motion. I didn't ask for a second. May I have a second on
second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Opposed.
Any abstentions? Okay, thank you. And thank you, Director Gonzalez.
Thank you.
As always, for your constructive suggestions on this. I think we can turn then to engineering, and we have items 1 through 6 on which there are no recusals. So may I hear a motion for 1 through 6?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Any questions on any of these? I'm sorry. Okay. Number 7, there's a recusal by Director Towns. Any question on this one? May I hear a motion?
Approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? No? Okay, thank you. Number 8. May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. On legal, we have 2 items. Is there anything that we need to hear about these?
Only if there are questions.
Okay. And there's the second one, there is no cost?
I think that's actually an inaccurate typo. Perhaps the cost will be as determined by the contract, which are just incurred in the ordinary course, such as officer salary, benefits, usual things
that are
to run
part of the budget.
Okay. Okay. May I hear a motion then?
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Any abstentions on that one? Thank you very much for your patience on the consent agenda. Now, what we'll do is go back
If the chairs are comfortable, what I'd like to do is just ask you to not report on your committees. We have minutes from those committees, I think, that are available. They're on video, or maybe ask if there's anything significant that you want to mention today. And I'm sorry we're rushed, but I know that Chair Peterson had a meeting and Chair Wiseman had a meeting.
I think they're in the minutes. I think we're discussing the bond council coming up here and the financial services. So.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to go on for 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay, well, good. Okay, good. Thank you. How about the PMO presentation? Do you want to hold that for another time?
I think we can. I know the Finance Committee saw it. We wanted to share it with the full board, but given the time constraint, is that acceptable?
I think it's fine. And the next board meeting will be fine.
Okay. Let's plan to do that. Good. Thank you. That does clarify this question of how the contracts are done, and I think it's important that everybody understand that. So we'll do that at the next board meeting. Are you comfortable with that, Paul? Okay. And then the other thing under this section is just the release of the previously unreleased minutes. As you know, under the Open Meetings Act, we are obligated to go back at least every 6 months and look at any minutes that we haven't released, because from our executive sessions, to make sure that there's nothing we're withholding from the public that now we should be releasing. And the General Counsel and I and the Chief of Staff and the Executive Director have all been through these. We've sent you a copy of those things that we think are still to be kept confidential. We also are releasing some things and just want to make sure that people are comfortable with that, so the public has access to the things that are appropriate to be released. Were there any questions on those executive minutes? Executive session minutes? And then may I hear a motion for those that have been recommended for release?
So moved.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Any abstentions on that? Thank you. Christy?
Approval of minutes for May.
I apologize. Thank you, Trinise. So the May minutes, may I hear a motion?
So moved. Second.
Any questions? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Thanks, Trinise. Christy?
Good. Thank you. Similar to the PMO presentation, we had prepared a community outreach update. We've been doing a great deal of outreach and work and had wanted to update you, but if it's acceptable, I'd like to defer that to maybe an upcoming board meeting, so that I know, I apologize to the staff, you did so much work on it. I know you were chomping at the bit to give it today, but
you can chomp for a month.
You can chomp for a month. So I did want to update the board. I did go and was in Washington, D.C. Yesterday. I would like to take credit for all of the progress made on the federal transportation bill.
Thank you.
But I'm sure that I cannot. But we did go with a delegation led by DuPage County to make sure that everyone there, you know, on the verge and cusp of such an important decision at the federal level, was aware of the importance of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project to this region, to the county, but to the entire state. I can tell you that the Illinois delegation was very receptive and responsive, and I know DuPage is taking very seriously their commitment to lead the charge on securing that last remaining section of funding that we need for that important project. So wanted to make sure you all were aware of that. Then in addition, there were two items that we were not able and were not ready to present at the Finance Committee. We'd like to present and discuss them today. There's not necessarily any dire urgency to act on them today. If there's a desire to act today, we'd like to have more discussion. You know, that certainly as well, but they were, in the process, the selection process was underway, basically as it overlapped with the meeting of the Finance Committee. So the first item is financial advisory services. As you may recall, there are three services that we procure as part of the bond issues that we do. We've got Mike Kelch, who's going to present items for a pool of financial advisors. Mike, if you could present the pool of financial advisors, and then David, I'll turn it over to you to present the proposal on the pool for bond council and advance discussion there. So, Mike.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning, directors. Item Two, under the executive director's agenda is a resolution which would approve a pool of four firms to provide financial advisory services for an initial term of 3 years with an option options to renew for an additional 2 years. As Christy mentioned, these are critical part of our financing team necessary for moving the Move Illinois program forward and financing it. These firms would advise Sotola in connection with managing our existing debt, with new money bond issues, with refunding bond issues, with solicitation, termination, or restructuring of our existing potential new interest rate exchange agreements. They would provide credit enhancement solicitation services and other reporting and financing initiatives for the TOA. In May of this year, the TOA issued a request for proposals for financial advisory services, and the TOA received 12 proposals. Five of those proposals were deemed non-responsive due to failure to provide the Board of Elections a certificate. The remaining seven proposals were evaluated by a financial advisor evaluation committee comprised of five members from different departments here at the TOA. In accordance with the TOA's needs, as we outlined them in the RFP, procurement recommended the four firms with the highest scores be selected to act as financial advisors, including one firm that will act as a continuous financial advisor and provide services unrelated to, or I should say, regardless of whether there's a financing transaction, and three firms that would provide transactional financial advisory services on an as-needed basis. I think that's something that we requested in the RFP because we had found during the last program that there were times when we weren't doing a transaction that it would be best to have an advisor that we could go to assist us with those issues. The firm with the highest score, Public Financial Management Inc. and PFM Asset Management LLC, is recommended for engagement as the continuous financial advisor for an initial term of 3 years. Again, with options to renew up to two additional years at a compensation not to exceed $250,000 per year. Actually, I think they did a quarterly fee, but the total is $250,000 per year. AC Advisory, Inc., Columbia Capital Management, LLC, and Acacia Financial Group are recommended to provide as-needed financial advisory services on a transactional basis, again, for an initial term of 3 years with options to renew for up to 2 years, with compensation not to exceed $225,000 per firm. And actually, the bid on that is a $75,000 cap on any individual transaction. So we're looking at a cap of three transactions on each firm, what that 225 equates to. The resolution authorizes the Chief of Finance to negotiate terms and conditions of the agreements with the aforementioned firms, subject to review and approval of the General Counsel, and it authorizes the Chairman or the Executive Director to actually sign or execute the agreements.
Questions?
I don't take any questions.
And this is the one that we had extended for 3 months when we first got here, that pool?
That pool expired, yes.
Wasn't that pool more than four people on that pool?
I think there were five firms.
The five?
Pool. Actually, there may have only been four at the time it expired.
Expired.
Other questions?
You're comfortable with these firms? You met with them?
Well, I'm comfortable with the process that we utilized in selection of the firm.
Qualifications.
Was it a good one? And
they all have offices in Illinois?
I think each of these firms has offices.
That was a question I was going to ask. I think we've asked in the past to try to get a specific number of employees in the Illinois offices for out of concern that maybe these are not as many jobs in Illinois as we necessarily would want. So I see you say they have offices. Do you know by off the top of your head about these two where you don't indicate how many there are?
I don't know the specific number of employees in each.
Could you get that to us at some point? Are there other questions? No? Okay. May I hear a motion on this then?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any extensions? Now, did you want to do the general counsel, the...
I think bond counsel because of legal services, David.
It is absolutely at the discretion of the board under exception of the Open Meetings Act to discuss legal counsel for the tollway and the appointment thereof in an executive session. That is,
okay.
That is for the board to perform by motion.
First of all, let me ask, are there questions or concerns about bond counsel? What I don't want to do is have a discussion that raises questions that may in some way come back as part of legal action without being in executive session. So if anybody has questions or concerns beyond the kind that we just had with financial advisors, I'd like very much to go into executive session.
I would move to take the matter up during the executive session.
Okay, well then we will do that. Is there anything else, Christy, that you want to do in regular session? Do you want to do the pavement presentation?
No, that's
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tri-level bridge reopening. Just to note that we did, we're pleased to inform you actually that the 294 I-90 tri-level bridge ramps are now open. You may recall several months ago we did a presentation and decided to close that ramp down completely, and our customers didn't have to go through a detour as a result of that. We were able to make sure they didn't pay double tolls during that process, but it did allow us to really cut down the time, cut in half the time that we were able to deliver that project. So as a result, that $13 million tri-level bridge project is expected to be completed slightly ahead of schedule, certainly within budget, and really kudos to Paul Kovacs and his staff for getting this critical project done in time for the 4th of July holiday, which is a big one for everyone, and I'm sure people will be happy to know they can now head out directly west on the Jane Addams from the Tri-State. So thank you very much for that. Good job. And I wanted to make sure the directors knew that was opening up a little bit ahead of even when we thought it would. So.
And there's a video on our website, which I wanted to have shown and popcorn distributed at the meeting, but Joelle told me that we don't have the right equipment, so you're going to have to go do it by yourself with your own popcorn. Yes.
Madam Chair, I believe that my motion may require a second to take that under amendment.
Oh, yes. No, I'm sorry. I hadn't done that yet. I just wanted to get to the anything else we needed to do in public session. Sorry. Okay. Is there anything else we need to do in public session? Okay. So what we'll do then is take a motion. I think the General Counsel will read the exception to the Open Meetings Act that will permit us to go into executive session, and then we'll have the motion and the second amendment.
We recommend at the board's discretion to entertain a motion pursuant to exceptions under the Open Meetings Act, including Section 2C11 to discuss litigation and 2C1 to discuss, among other things, the appointment of legal counsel for the tollway.
Okay. So if the board wants to make a decision on this today, we'll come back into open session and we'll take a vote. But there, I am told, is no need necessarily to do that at this board meeting. I think by my count, we'll have at least six members, so we will have a quorum. That should not be a problem. But just so people know, if you're going to hang around to come back for the finale here, we may not actually even have a vote, but we might. And I'm sorry we can't be more clear on that. So may I hear a motion on going into executive session? Director Reddick, second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. And I